on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light's switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
Yeah, we're going greyhounds again. And the man is going to take us right around the country is Dave Carlton. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. I can tell you what, the group race action rolled out like canapes at a Christmas party in the past week. And we all love some of those, don't we, Cozzy?
Too right, we do.
We had the finals of the Group 1 Sky Racing Brisbane Cup, the Group 2 Ballarat Cup, the Group 3 Summer Cup at Wentworth Park, and across the Tasman, the Group 1 Spion Rose and the Group 3 Dash for Cash at Hattrick. And my guests this morning will be Tony Brett, Shona Thompson, Brett Bravo, our Kiwi correspondent Pete Fenimore, and Sydney owner, trainer and rarer Chrissy Nutt. And Chris, of course, has the very smart young race bitch rock star Stratus lining up in this Thursday night's Group 2 Laurels final at Sandown. So really, it's going to be an absolute glut of wonderful racing still to come. Next Sunday, of course, in Victoria, they have the heats of the Group 1 Sale Cup with the Group 1 Cup to be decided on Boxing Day. And the final, the Christmas gift coming up at Wentworth Park this weekend as well. So, look, we've got a stack of action to come. I'm looking forward to going to New Zealand and speaking to Pete Fenimore as well. Fernando Bale sired his first Group 1 winner, and that was Alan Ablett taking out the Group 1 Spion Rose at Hattrick last Friday. So Pete will certainly take us into that. So we're trying to get hold of Tony Brett. I don't know where Tony is. He did say he'd be sweet. So we're trying to get hold of Tony, and also Shona Thompson is going to be joining us. And that is going to be the Going Greyhound show for this morning. So we're just having a bit of trouble getting hold of all our guests today. Tanya's been working everything, and she sorted it out. We are going to start at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, and our next guest trained the winner of the Group 3 Summer Cup. Here's
Racing.
Tim Newbold's call.
Feta Bale began brilliantly. She's charging over. She'll lead with ease. Going to second, Big Daddy B. They'll follow by a Zipping Lady. Back on the inside, Scott keeping, then Packy keeping. Bogey Beckham giving Feta Bale 12. Then Ebby Ripper. Fire and Smoke can see them all. They're about to work into the back. And the champ, Feta Bale, led by 3 to Big Daddy B. Then Scott keeping, 3 to Packy keeping. They'll follow by the Zipping Lady, Bogey Beckham. Ebby Ripper and Fire and Smoke at the tail. Feta Bale, she led by 2 to Big Daddy B. Scott keeping beginning to run on. The girl, she's got a lift. Feta Bale in front. Scott keeping coming out of the hit. It. Scott keeping nailed Feta Bale right on the line. Then Big Daddy B followed by Ebby Ripper, Bogey.
Yeah, Scotty keeping, as I call him. Scotty, what a champ. $17, thank you very much. Owned in Dubbo by Shane Stiff and trained in Victoria by Brett Bravo. Getting up in the final stride. Great call from Tim to pip the million-dollar girl, Feta Bale. Brett's on the line, Brett Bravo. Good morning, Brett. Congrats. Look, he was in clear third spot passing the post the first time and then started to really motor in the final 200. Were you confident turning for home that he could get Feta Bale?
Oh, I don't think you're ever confident that you're going to get her. More hopeful than ever, Dave. I did get Wentworth Park there a while ago. One of Feta's last runs, he took a fair bit of ground off her when Shane still had him, and it was unable to catch on that night. So we were hopeful more than confident.
Yeah, I think that race was the Sydney Cup, the heats of the Sydney Cup, Brett. He finished second, beating about 1.25 lengths on that occasion. But the dog really seems to love the Wendy 700.
Yeah, look, I haven't had him that long, to be honest. I said, obviously, Shane and Charmaine have done all the work for the dog. We had his brother. He was a quick dog, but they came down in great nick, and we've just sort of ran with it, really. And his form suggests he does a fair bit wrong. He's only won two or three races from 30, but certainly when you trial him, he runs the numbers to say that there was a nice race in him, and we were lucky enough to get one.
As it turned out, box two wasn't a bad box.
No, he's been drawing wide, and I don't know if dumb's the word to use, but he gets in a lot of trouble and sort of learning to race, and sort of in the heat he drew the red, and he sort of didn't come out that well. But ran okay, but was probably a race he needed to run. He hadn't had a real good hard run for a while. And I said to Shane that he blew up really after the run and took a lot out of him. And but it was sort of a run he had to have, and we were hopeful that he'd get a chance to race this week, which he did.
So what's the next move? Are you going to head to Sale?
Yeah, yep, we'll head down to Sale. You know, it'll be a tough ask for anyone to beat Fanner at Sale. It's a 650 track, and certainly, you know, 650 overnight, she wins by length. It's a big thing to say that anyone's going to run her down over 650 metres, but certainly, as we found out Saturday night, you can't win if you're not in them, so we'll be going down there and have a go for sure.
Indeed. Well, Brett, for you and Kelly, it was a mixed week. Strike a Light, unable to take her place in the Ballarat Cup final, I believe, a triangle muscle problem?
Yeah, just funny, you know, I was in Wemmy and it rained and the track was obviously in pretty ordinary nick. That had, those big floods come through and we sort of wouldn't have started any other race, but Ballarat Cup got a try. Anyway, she won and she won quite well, but the running time wasn't great. I think she only broke the second split record in the pouring rain and the mud, which was a huge effort. And I was driving home and Kelly got out to do the dogs at 6 in the morning. She said, I've just let her out. She's skipping off her rear hind leg. So we had a quick look at her when we got home. And to be honest, Dave, it's not the end of the world. It's a slight tear in a triangle and it's going to be, 6 weeks. It's more a bad timing thing than, it's certainly not a race career injury or career in the injury. I think it's just a bad timing thing, to be honest.
Well, we look forward to her getting back on the track, Brett. What about Saturday night Ballarat? You won the Cup consolation with Hone In. Greyhound is in great form, but unfortunately you're not going to be heading to Hobart.
Yeah, it was a bit of a bugger there. So we booked basically when the dogs won on the Saturday night prior. Obviously, I know from Winnie and Kelly and I, we got on the plane and we made sure we booked our flights and crates to get the dogs on the flights that we wanted to get in early. And then obviously Striker pulled up sore on Sunday and we weren't sure which other... We had two dogs booked on the flight. We weren't sure which way we were going to go and we decided we'll take Manila Dawn down there. And anyway, the nom was closed on Friday and it was purely our fault. It was Bruna State dogs had to be nominated by 10 o'clock on a Thursday, which is 8 days prior to a race. And we tried to nominate Thursday afternoon. Couldn't work out why we couldn't. So we rang Friday morning and we were informed that they had to be done by 10 o'clock Thursday morning, so we don't often get too many things wrong, but we certainly got that one wrong.
Well, that's a shame. What are you going to do with Hone In next, Brett?
Well, there's a race Sale. Sale Cup's on, but there's a cup race. It's worth 15,000 over the 500 there. So he'll head to Sale on Saturday night for the heats and go back to the final if he gets through. And then there's sort of the Warrigal Cup and some nice races for him. He was the same. He'd been for a couple of trainers and had a couple of issues and we took 3 or 4 months to get into the track and the dog can gallop, he's going nice. We really like him. He's a nice dog.
Well, Brett, thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds. To you and Kelly, congratulations on the win of Scott Keeping in the Summer Cup at Wendy and also the great run of Packy Keeping, and good luck with both of those dogs heading to Sale. But really nice to talk to you, Brett, and if I don't see you before, have a great Christmas.
You too, Dave. Thanks for your time, mate. Cheers.
Thanks very much, Brett. There is Brett Bravo on the line. Well, we are going to stay in Victoria, and our next guest is riding the crest of a perfect wave at the minute. I'm talking about Shona Thompson, who notched the Melbourne Cup Ballarat Cup double on Saturday night with Aston DB.
And they're off. Aston DB jump fair down on the inside. Shardy away fast, and it'll lead Aston DB as they settle into stride. Coming over into third placing Judicial Man and fourth Big Flood. Wide out Kuda Mayhem. They're followed by Ando's Mac Jimmy Kneewob and Bewildering checked out of the race. Aston DB, the Melbourne Cup winner, drew to the lead, turning for home. Race two in front of Shardy, running on there. Came Big Flood, but it's Aston DB. He dazzles in the Ballarat Cup. Aston DB by 2.5 to Shardy, getting up along the rails. Ando's Mac to claim the third.
Shona Thompson is on the line. Shona, well done. He bettered his heat time, clocking 25.07, and like in the TAB Melbourne Cup, box one proved to be the perfect draw.
It did, Dave. I think he's taken a liking to wearing the red rug. It really suits him. Being a big dog and he's able to hold his line on the fence. So, box one definitely was a huge advantage.
Well, he beat Angela Langton's Chaser Charter. He ran a huge race, railing strongly to win by 2 lengths and take his earnings to $683,000. Are you going to keep him racing over the summer or is it a holiday time for Aston DB?
Oh, no, no, he'll keep racing. You know, there's still he's not an old dog, so there's still a fair bit in store for him before he gets to experience retirement. And, you know, he shows it on the track that he loves racing. So, yeah, no, he'll definitely be racing on.
Okay, so are you going to give him a little break, or is he going to just continue on?
I'm still sort of mapping out his program, but he'll probably have the next week or two off, and then he'll be back into it. That's for sure. There's plenty of races coming up, so he'll be sort of heading, you know, obviously down the track sort of towards the Temley Australian Cup, but there's a few country cups before then.
Okay, yeah, indeed. And well, let's talk about Ballarat, Shona. I believe you grew up there, where your dad Ronnie Hood ran the Greyhound Club, so that must have made the night even more special for you.
It did, yeah. No, Ballarat's home to me. Did all my schooling there, born and bred Ballarat girl. So, yeah, my grandparents were heavily involved in the club, and Dad was the manager there when I was at school. So, yeah, most of my childhood memories relate back to the Ballarat dog track. So, it was very, very special to win the cup, that's for sure.
And it sure was a big Saturday night for you, Shona, elsewhere. You trained a treble at the Meadows. Aston DB's little sister, Aston Selena, Peter Dale, and Flying Sparkles, which has a great strike rate too, saluting.
Yeah, she's a lovely little bitch. She there's not a lot of her, but she's got a big heart, and you know, she runs a really nice strong 600. So she was really good. She goes to the front and sort of controls the race, and she's a lovely little bitch, and there's plenty in store for her ahead.
Yeah, the Thompson Kennel, you're always at the top of the tree, but you're just in such a rich vein of form at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, kind of got to keep pinching myself. You know, they just, I've always sort of banked on with greyhound racing. You know, you just never know what's around the corner, and you sort of, you know, gauge a year on hopefully having 6 months good luck and, you know, 6 months of where things don't go to plan. But, the dogs are just going super at the moment, and I've got most of the credit has to go to my kids. They're pretty amazing. You know, I'm off racing and trialing and doing bits and pieces. And the kids in the past, you know, they've just finished school, but they're only young and they're doing a super job.
Well, so is young Ben, your apprentice jockey's son. Please congratulate him and God bless his little cotton socks. He's dashing right on the 20-1 shot Master Reset on Saturday at Pakenham, Shona. Ensured my Saturday afternoon became Sunday morning.
I'm glad to hear that, Dave. Ben had a fantastic weekend. He had, you know, couple some really nice rides on Friday night with quite a few placings at Moonee Valley, and then just got pipped in the cup at Pakenham on Saturday, and then won the Werribee Cup yesterday. So it's been a huge weekend for the Thompson family.
Absolutely. Well, I was with one of my mates who shares the same surname, and he said to me before that race at Pakenham, he goes, "Which jockey are we going to back here?" I said, "Get on Ben Thompson." So it was a great, great win by Master Reset. It absolutely bolted in. So that was a ripper, Shona. You must be just prouder and prouder of him.
Yeah, I am. All the kids, they're I think everyone says it about their kids that they're proud and that. But one thing, they've got really, really good work ethic. Ben, you know, fantastic worker, and he's a fantastic big brother and a really good leader for the younger kids. And you know, they follow. They're really close. All four of the kids are really close, even though there's a big age gap between them. So it's really lovely, and they love the dogs. Ben, you know, was out helping me let the dogs out last night. He was home and he came out and helped me let them out after, you know, having such a big weekend. They're really, really good kids, and we're very, very proud of them.
Indeed. Shona, you're going to be well represented this Thursday night in the heats of the Group 1 Hobart 1000, including Bewildering in Heat 2. What other dogs are you taking across Bass Strait?
So Aqua Cheetah and Invictus Rapid are already over in Tassie. They went over and have trialled and raced there last Thursday. So they're both over there, and I've got Big Flight and Bewildering, I'll take both of them over this week. So, four dogs in the heats over there.
Well, all the best in Tassie, and once again, congratulations on Aston DB's victory in the Ballarat Cup and the treble at the Meadows. As always, Shona, thank you so much for giving us your time.
No worries at all, Dave. Thanks very much.
Shona Thompson there. All right, from Victoria, we are heading to southwestern Sydney. I'm looking forward to this one. The Oaks is the place we're going to. And owner, trainer, and rarer Chris Nutt And Chris co-owns exciting young chaser Rockstar Stratus, a finalist in this Thursday night's Laurels final at Sandown. Now, the box draw for the Laurels is Slingshot Gypsy in 1, Nymphadora Tonks 2, Dr. Mino 3, Rockstar Stratus 4, Misjudge 5, Blue Sky Riot 6, Zoom Out 7, Wharfie's Girl 8, the reserves Lock Freddy and Neo Cleo. Chris, good morning. From her very first start, where she clocked 26 and 21 winning at Bulleye, I know you've always had a big rap on Rockstar Stratus.
Yeah, that's correct, Dave. She's ever since break-ins, shown that she's had a bit of ability. And when she won her first start, it was not really a surprise, but it was good to get it out of the way. But she's definitely won out of the box.
She's a daughter of my bro Fabio and Midnight Quest, a very nice litter. She's won 8 of 17, and Chris has really taken to Sandown, clocking 29 and 48 from box 4 in the Laurels heats and 29 and 65 from box 1 in the semis. Now you're back to the blue rug in the final. How do you map her on Thursday night?
I can only tell you what Jamie's sort of told us, the trainer, but the red's got a bit of speed. So is the 7 and the 8. I don't think she's too badly boxed in the four. Her last few starts at Sandown, she's actually been beginning good. So we just sort of hope that she's up amongst it, or not too far up near the lead. But she likes to use a little bit of the track as well. So just sort of hoping she's in. It'd be nice to be in the top four, sort of going through the catching pen and just not too far behind them going down the back. So.
Well, Chris, your good mate, your fellow owner and trainer, Sean Evans, formerly conditioned her. What made you choose Brooke and Jamie Ennis as her new trainers?
Oh, she's just a little bit, I wouldn't say highly strung, but she can get annoyed pretty easily. And because we're, obviously breaking dogs here at the track, and, as soon as we start the tractor up and every dog on the property thinks they're going trialing, and she's no different. So, she just revs up a bit and, just probably not suited to a big kennel, unfortunately. We just sort of didn't want to, we would have loved to have kept her, but every now and then you got to do what's right for the dog. And I know Jamie trained the father, my bro Fabio, and he sort of picked up on a few things that already about Stratus that, that he sees in the father. So he's just got to do what's right for her, and she's just in a bit of a smaller kennel, and she's hopefully she keeps coming out the way she is and keeps going well.
Well, Chris, you've enjoyed some big race wins. You and Sean, St. Pierre's Australian Cup victory at the Meadows in 2011 is one that comes to mind. But I know you'd really love to win the Laurels.
Oh yeah, look, to win any race is you get a thrill, and when you get into the listed and group races, you just want to win whatever you can. But just to make the finals always an honour, and you just sort of that's what you're sort of in it for. It doesn't matter if you win a Mosman at Appin or a big group race in the city or wherever. So just proud that she's made it to the final, and I think it'll be Fabio's first group final. So hopefully we can do it for my boy Fabio.
Indeed. And tell me, how many dogs have you got on the property at the moment at the Oaks, Chris?
Well, we've sort of shut down for break-ins now because just gets too hot, and we've got about 70 pups down the back, and we sort of always have 30 break-ins and got plenty of retired dogs and race dogs, so we have probably 120 odd.
And it's a wonderful setup, the former Wheeler's property, and you've got, we'll remind the listeners now in case they've forgotten, but you've got an absolute replica of Wentworth Park on your property.
Yeah, the track's been here for, close to 25, 30 years, I suppose, and it's just mapped out the same as Wenny, and that's the breaking track we use. It's 340 metres out of the 300 boxes to the finishing post there, and it's really handy to get the young dogs up and running, and then you can trial down the back, not having to spend too much money on trial days, but obviously you've got to get to the trial racetracks to start him. But no, it comes in handy, the track.
And just finally, Chris, Sean's partner and fellow trainer Kayla Jane Coleman has Where Art Thou in Victoria, I guess, heading to those Sale Cup heats. But Kayla Jane's due to give birth to their first child any day now. What's the latest on both her and Where Art Thou?
Well, Where Art Thou, I think she's obviously on the way to the Sale Cup. And Kayla, she's on her way to the hospital tomorrow, I think. I think she's getting induced. And, exciting times. It's pretty hectic the last couple of months. But, it's just, I can't wait to be a inverted commas bumping gym. So it'll be good times ahead, and a lot of the family are coming up, the Kayla's family and Sean's family. So it'll be great.
The dam line, that Coleman dam line's pretty good, isn't it?
No comment.
Well, look, all the best to Kayla, Jane, and Sean. Absolutely. And to you too, Chris, you and Sean with Rockstar Stratus on Thursday night at Sandown in the Laurels. I'll be trackside. James Vandermaar will be calling, and hopefully I'll see you and you can raise the trophy.
Cheers, Dave.
Thank you, Chris. There is Chris Nutt. Okay, we're going to head to Queensland to the kennels of one of the nicest guys in the business, Tony Brett, who took out the Sky Racing Brisbane Cup at Albion Park on Thursday night with fast times from Box 8.
Away they go. And out fast there was Springtime Girl. Have a look at Adara Steele, and down the outside is Fast Times going up to the first turn. Adara Steele joined by Fast Times. A close third then was Slick working into the affair, followed by Alpha Aeon. Springtime Girl got back to midfield, then Sins Magic off and on, and the last one is Snug. Fast Times by a length. Slick's coming after it gamely. Round the turn, Fast Times in front. Slick is down the outside. Fast Times kicking strongly. You know, that might be the greyhound of the year as well. Fast Times takes it out. Slick second, Alpha A on third, Springtime Girl wound up fourth.
Yeah, well, I think Dogsy's prediction about the Greyhound of the Year might come true. I tried to get on, but it's into $1 now. Fast Times. Tony Brett's on the line. Tony, congratulations again. He began reasonably, but then showed tremendous burn heading into that first turn and got nice space with the seven dog Adhara Steele jumping straight out and crossing over to the rails.
Yeah, Dave, that's where box draws are just so important in these races. He was well suited out there, and like you said, he jumped okay. And if you've got box 4, 5, and 6, you usually get into a bit of trouble. But from the 8, he just got that room to move, and he has got that acceleration to go, and is happy to sit off the fence. So it was just a perfectly run race by him.
Down the back, Fast Times was highballing, but coming towards the turn, as we heard with Dogsy's call there, Slick for Johnny McCarthy was eyeballing your bloke. What were you thinking then, Tone?
Oh, mate, I was starting to get a little bit worried. Johnny McCarthy, he started cheering Slick coming on, and I mean, Slick's a strong dog. He's had a few starts over 600 and gone really good, so you knew he was just going to sort of keep on coming, but... Mate, to Rocky or Fast Times is credit. Good dogs tend to do that. They just, and when a dog comes and eyeballs them, and they just find that little bit, and he did. And on the line, mate, he was going as good as the second dog, and was holding him. So no, just full credit. He's a great chaser.
Too right. Well, Johnny McCarthy, he was the bridesmaid, but he would have been happy. Tony goes to West Ham in the English Premier League, and they knocked off Chelsea over the weekend. So John at least got something out of it.
Oh, definitely, mate. And you'd never knock back running second in a group race, that's for sure. The prize money's all nice too. So, no, Johnny wasn't too disappointed. But we've been batting heads all year with my dogs and that litter of his. He's bred a fantastic litter, and he won the Derby, but we've beat him in the Winter Cup as well. So, no, mate, the Queensland dogs, they've done well this year.
Well, Fast Times, speaking of the Winter Cup, the son of the mighty Barsha Bale and the top brood bitch Clockwise notched that Group 1 sprint double at the Creek. So a wonderful effort, the Winter Cup and the Brisbane Cup. And his victory gave you your fourth Brisbane Cup, Tony, after winning it last year with 30 Talks, and in 2011 with one of my all-time faves, Glenn Gallen, and in 2003 with the great Bogie Lee. But I know they're different eras, I guess, and different years, but how did the win on Thursday night compare?
Oh, mate, yeah, like I said, they're all really good, and at the different times you win those sort of races. Back with Bogie Lee, like, she was sort of, when we started out, taking over from Dad when after he'd gotten cancer and passed away. So she was our sort of first champion, and so that's always pretty special. And then old Glenn Gallen, mate, he's on the floor here beside me in the office. So he was always a special dog to us. And then Fast Time comes along, and we start a new association with Terry Hill and training dogs for him. So it's very good. And in that case, mate, Mum's pretty crook at the moment. She's in hospital, and we've just found out she's got cancer, which isn't good. Mm. So it's come along at a great time to just put a smile on her face, and is just a reward for everything we've done this year, yeah.
Yeah, well, I hope your mum rallies, Tone. I really do. And I tell you what, speaking of other mixed emotions for you, it was that kind of night with National Sprint Champ Jury having to be scratched from one of the races due to a freak injury.
Oh, Dave, yeah, mate. It's just one of those things. How simple things can happen. I mean, they're fine-tuned athletes, and he was just in our empty outyard before we were leaving for home, and he was kicking up the dirt and ready to go as well. And just as I've opened the gate, he's just come running from the back of the yard, and he just clipped his leg on the gate as he went past it. There's no major injury or anything like that, but he was just tender on it. I actually took him to the races, put him in the car, and took him down. By the time we got down there, we're a bit over an hour away, so we thought he may be right. But when we got there, it was just a little bit tender, and the vet said, "Well, he'd probably be okay, but it's up to you." And we decided, for the sake, and here we are. Sort of 4 days later, mate, and he's bouncing around and it's fine. So it's just one of those things that I was just thanking God that it was him and not Fast Times, that's for sure.
So Fast Times, you're going to head down to Victoria? You did sort of mention maybe Warrigal to me, Tone.
Yeah, Dave. Well, the Warrigal comes up on the 5th of January, and I'll be heading that way with 30 talks for sure, and so these other races, it's just a matter of what pans in. But in saying that, the Pause of Thunder comes up at Wentworth Park too, so I think that's probably more Fast Times and Jury for that matter. That's sort of, there go the two turn track. We'll just sit down over the next couple of weeks and weigh it up, and someone else ought to mention that the Gosford Cup, and it comes up on Boxing Day. So there's plenty of races, and, mate, I'm in the blessed position that you can pick and choose, and I tend to not just rush into them and go for the next ones coming along. It's just all about what not only suits the dog, but what's your best chance of winning. So with these type of dogs, I'm nommed him for Thursday night just for a normal race, and then we'll plan our trips away.
Okay, and what about the likes of Opal Nera, Tone?
Yeah, Dave, he tore his gluteal muscle in his heat of the Sandown of the Melbourne Cup. So he's had, probably about 3 weeks off since then, and he's probably got about another 2 or 3 weeks off. So he's just out spelling, and he's had a big year too. So, mate, sometimes these injuries can sort of be a blessing in disguise, and he'll come back fresh in the new year. And same, I can't wait to get him down to have a go at a couple of country cups in Victoria. I think he'll just love the 450 on a big open track. So that's his future.
Good on you, Tony. Well, as always, terrific to talk to you. Congratulations on Fast Times. Thoughts with your mum and to you and Fleur. And the family, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Always a pleasure, mate. Same to you. And don't overdo it too much.
No, you know me. I wouldn't do that. No. Good on you, Tone. Thanks very much.
Thanks, mate.
All right. Bye. There is Tony Brett. And finally this morning, we're going to cross the Tasman, and we're going to catch up with Pete Fenimore. Pete, good morning, or good afternoon as it is in Auckland. The Group 1 Spion Rose final was won on Friday at Hattrick in Whanganui, and what a result it was for trainer Craig Roberts.
Yeah, for sure, Dave, and good morning to you over there. Yeah, Craig Roberts, look, he had the Little Brothers, Alan Applett at Duke Bale, qualified for the Group 1 final, and it was just a match race between the pair. Saw Alan Ablett draw clear during the run home. Won the 520-metre event in a tidy 29 and 88. Over later on, kennel mate Dirk Bell, and of course New Zealand Cup winner Nature's Gent. He finished strongly for third, but full credit to Craig. He's done a marvellous job with the Paul Wheeler bred Litter Brothers, of course, being by Fernando Bale out of Langi Bale. And it's a litter that's just kicking goals everywhere over here at the moment, Dave.
Yes, indeed. And the result gave the mighty Fernando Bale his first Group 1 as a sire, Pete.
Yeah, for sure. And look, I was privileged enough to cross the Tasman on numerous occasions and, you know, watch Fernando Bale race. Actually, ironically, this litter was whelped in August 2015. So therefore, Fernando was still racing at the time that this litter was actually whelped.
Okay. Well, congratulations to Alan Ablett's owners, Paul and Jan Wheeler, who Craig Roberts has been training for many years. And in a big day, Pete, for the Roberts family, Craig's son Matt trained the winner of the Dash for Cash, the other group race, Hypocritical.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. Matty and Craig, they've been going head-to-head over the last couple of seasons in group race events. Yes, and it was son Matt who produced a Hypocritical dog. He'd come back from an injury spell. He was fortuitous in winning it, and that was the fact that Matty acknowledged afterwards. The warm race favourite won Cold Foot for Karen Walsh. Was brilliant off the four trap, but however, she went amiss when going into the turn, and it was Hypocritical that seized the advantage from that, and he got home to land the Group 2 in 17 and 56. And just a note on One Cold Foot, the Greyhound is back with trainer Karen Walsh, and they're looking at breeding from her.
Oh, fantastic. So she's okay?
Yeah, no, she's good. She certainly won't race again.
Okay, well, they're so competitive, greyhounds, aren't they? You see them as pups. They're all chasing one another, and they want to run around. They do this, and they do get injured because they run into each other. It can happen as pups in a paddock.
It can even happen as retired dogs, as we all know, Dave.
Yep, exactly right. But they love running. They love chasing. And we love talking to you across the Tasman, Pete. So thank you very much for joining us on Going Greyhounds. And don't forget, the third cricket test is in Perth starting later this week on Thursday. So make sure, Pete, that you're cheering the Aussies on again, hey?
Hey, the Black Caps are just bringing up their lead to 250 at the moment. And what, we've still got a day and a half to play.
Oh, okay. Well, wish them all the best, okay? Just a little.
Cheers, Pete.
Good on you, Pete. Thank you.
Hey, have a good one, mate.
Yeah, thank you, Pete. Pete Fenimore there, our New Zealand correspondent. Well, Sean, we're running overtime a bit, and I can see Madison, our news hound, she's glaring at me saying, come on, Disco, hurry up. So that wraps up Going Greyhounds. Tomorrow night, Sky Racing 2, the final catching pen for the year. James Vandermart and I at 6:30. Sean?